from the Carter Subaru Studios. This is the G and Ursula Show with G Scott and Ursula Voitin.
Well, we just did scenarios at the end of the 10 o'clock hour, and finally, there's a lot of people that disagree with me. That's because I'm just getting back. You guys want to just make sure everything was back to normal. But Nikki, one of our own favorite Nikki's, was like, no, G. So, Nikki, I apologize. Usually you're always on my side. I was so terrible at the end of the 10 o'clock hour. She disagreed with me, Ursula.
You have one. You pointed out that there was one woman who agreed with
Carol.
You.
Carol! Carol! Carol, you're the only one agreeing with me! All right. I don't know what's coming up at 11:30.
Well, I do.
You do?
Because you just heard it in Heather's newscast.
What'd she
who
say?
Who robs a lemonade stand?
Man.
And what should be the punishment if you rob a lemonade stand? So we're going to get into that.
Felony.
And then there is a
should it be
happy
a felony?
Ending.
You answer that next.
Okay. Okay. But 888-973-5476, 888-973-CHIRO. We're going to talk about that story and other stories that we didn't get to. But right now, what time is that?
Agree to Disagree, brought to you by Guardian Roofing and Gutters.
Wrong song there. Well, there we go.
Days, we just gotta take off the gloves. Just really go at it.
All right. So, what does a company owe you for your loyalty? Let's head to Las Vegas to meet Kevin Ford. He's worked at the Burger King in the Vegas airport for 27 years. He's never missed a day of work. Burger King wanted to thank Kevin for his nearly three decades of service, and Kevin unboxed his items on Instagram on video. Let's see here and play this. I'm all messed up today.
Movie ticket.
Thank
you very much.
Great.
And I also got a bag of Reese's.
Reese's, okay.
This is very nice.
Nice.
From Starbucks. Thank you, guys.
Starbucks
and,
tumbler.
Like a lanyard.
Lanyards.
Two pins.
Couple pens.
Couple
keychains.
You know what it sounds like?
Yeah. What?
They went through all the old promo boxes in the basement. And said, like, hey, what do we have in here?
Wait, you didn't hear the part where he said thank you for the lifesavers. They got him a couple packs of lifesavers too, Ursula. Now this got like over 2 million views on Instagram. The overwhelming response was, are you kidding me? There is a sweet ending to this story. I will get to that later, but for right now I want to start with the question. What is better as a gift from your company? Something lame? Or nothing at all? G. Scott, I'm coming to you.
Something lame. Because if it's something lame, then at least the company says, oh, well, okay, sorry, we're not up to your standards, right? But if it's nothing at all, then that's receipts on that. And so you mean to tell me that Ursula has been with this company, Kyra Radio, for 33 years? And Ursula's been with Kyra Radio for 33 years, and you don't give her anything when it's on her 30th anniversary? You at least got to give her and acknowledge something on her 30th anniversary.
Wait, why are you dragging me in here?
Because you've been here 30-something years, that's huge.
So here's the problem with my 30th.
Uh-huh.
When I was celebrating my 30th, Dave Ross was celebrating his 40th. So who do you think between us gets a bigger party?
did you get a party at all?
Anytime I celebrate like some big milestone, Dave's 10 years ahead of me. So it's always going to end up with Dave being the star attraction.
Yeah.
And then, hey, Ursula, good job. Mm-hmm. That said, they did give a nice, we had some bagels and some fruit and stuff in the newsroom, and that was very sweet.
Mama used to say, Ann is better than Nan.
Correct. I'm going with no. I would rather get no present.
What?
Yeah,
No. Explain yourself.
Because when you just throw a bunch of stuff together.
Uh-huh.
It's clear that you didn't think about it. It was an afterthought. It was just rushed to put together just for the sake of doing it. And it really means nothing. What it tells me is I wasn't enough for you to actually plan something in advance unless I just kept hinting about it. Ooh, my big anniversary's coming up. Or, you know, I just don't do anything. I'd rather just keep it a... As you like to say, keep it a buck.
Keep it a buck.
Yeah, keep it a buck. You didn't think about it. Just don't do it. If it looks like it's haphazard and put together and just slammed together, and hey, let's go look at our promo boxes. What were we giving out in 1996?
I disagree with. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute, no. Ursula. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You have taught me that it's the thought that counts.
It's the thought that counts. But if it's a thought that's
if it's no thought at all
or not thought at all or not really meaningful, but
I'm disappointed
just
in you,
something,
Ursula. No.
Just something to show something. No, but you know what was really sweet, actually? Let's go back to this story of the Burger King guy, because he actually looked like he was thrilled with it.
He was genuinely thankful for receiving this bag of trinkets, right? In his joy, in his genuine thanks for receiving something so small, really inspired folks. So they started a GoFundMe for him. Kevin Ford has received over $250,000 from strangers.
Now that's meaningful.
Who appreciate his work ethic, his 27 years without missing a day. Inside Edition actually caught up with him. They flew him out to New York for the show, and I just want to play you a little bit of their interview.
Okay. What is it like to get all this attention?
It is awesome. It's so overwhelming and beautiful. I'm just trying to take it all in. I'm just so appreciative of everything.
He says he doesn't begrudge the lame gifts he got in the goodie bag.
I was just saying thanks for what I received. I was just happy to receive anything, and I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the little things.
They asked him, "What is your secret? Your secret to 27 years without missing a single day of work?" He had his daughter and his three grandchildren with him, and he just pointed at his daughter. He said, "My daughter right over there. She's the reason I went up and got to work every day. My grandkids right over there.
Oh, I love that.
That's why." Now, G, let me make this personal for you, okay? Let me ask you this. It is your first anniversary with Lillian. What is a worse situation for you?
Okay.
You come home on your first anniversary with no present or $3 worth of carnations from the store?
What would be worse is me showing up with no presents. Now, I know...
And that just happened on your wedding day.
Nah.
Oh, no.
No.
No. I specifically did not bring that up, Ursula. Why would you go there?
But you know what?
Look, Lily is listening. She's been listening to the show today. I don't know. She must not be busy at work. Here, look, listen. You guys, look, I'm going to tell you something. Lillian likes nice gifts.
Yes.
She
and
likes...
And you do, too. And she knows that about you.
Yes, I do.
So she came up with a nice gift.
I do. However, I would still say it's still the thought that counts, even if it's just not a good gift.
Yeah. If you picked up a couple of shells from the beach that day.
But real quick, though. Everybody listening to that story, Chef let us know there's a connection to this. This isn't just a regular Burger King employee. For all you folks that have flown into Las Vegas and stopped off and eaten at the Burger King, then you have seen this employee.
Yeah, he's a superstar now. And I love that people came through. And I think that people just appreciated that he was so... Thankful
and
now
humble.
Watch.
Yeah, and
now
humble.
Watch.
Yeah.
I hope he's ready. I hope he's ready, because his work will never be the same. People working at that Burger King are going to now be bombarded by people. I just want a Whopper, and I want to take a picture with him.
Yes. He's going to be a superstar from here on out. 36 TC said, zero gift might mean you just forgot. You know what gift means you remember it, but you didn't really give a rip. And that is...
Yeah, Lily just texted just now. And Ursula just gave that example about if I came home with two shells.
Yeah, just picked up some shells at the beach on the day of.
What did Lily text?
I'm looking at her text message. Says, no damn shells. Just say no.
All right, there's a new trend in the dating world, apparently. Some folks, in the interest of their time and for young women, their safety, rather than going on first dates in person, they are meeting over video chat first, just have a little brief conversation, kind of an icebreaker, see how they vibe. Ursula, is that a good way to get off to a date? Doing a little Zoom video chat with someone, or are you just not going to have any kind of vibe that way?
In this day and age, I would say yes, it's a must.
What?
I would say, and I would say for the safety of both, but I would say especially for the women, I've heard of more young people, you know, having this great conversation, these great conversations, not through the dating apps and then
the messaging.
Exactly, the messaging. Mm-hmm. And then you meet and it's a total creeper. And you, I think you can get not a full vibe, but you can get some kind of vibe or you can get some kind of feeling if you have that video chat first. And then you can say, okay, you know, if they pass that, then yeah, I'm going to meet in person. Because the last thing you want to do is get into that one-on-one situation with somebody and you're miserable.
Well, so I would say leave. Yes.
I tell you, I would have dressed better if I would have had a video chat with Lillian before going down there. I didn't know she was going to be that good looking when I showed up. Like, oh boy, this is real. This is not fake at all. But yeah, I actually absolutely believe that a video chat would be better, right? Because look, those photos, those filters, and all those things, I mean, they're there, but it's a little bit different when you're actually live and in person and the discussion. And plus, you can have a 5 to 10 minute discussion, and you can just talk about anything, and then the person that looked good in those pictures can't say anything. And you're like, why am I going to waste my time? See, that's the number one thing that we... And by the way, gas is $5. Gas is $5. Let me save it. Let me get this video chat. Ooh, good. Just save myself $17.50.
Okay, a question for you, though, because I just saw a video, and it was an experiment, but I want to ask any of you who are doing the whole dating thing right now, because all three of us are out of the market, so this doesn't apply to us, but if you are in a relationship, a texting relationship, messaging relationship, and you're basing your idea of what this person looks like based on, you know, the best pictures possible, and then you meet in person, and they look nothing like...
When you say nothing, don't say when you say nothing, like how far away?
Like really far away.
Okay.
From what was put out there.
Okay.
I saw where some guy was being applauded for actually telling the woman, and this was an experiment, and she'd put on, you know, like a basically a fat suit. So she didn't look like the slim,
how do you address
bikini
it?
Person. Yeah, but you know, the person in the bikini that he thought he was meeting. And he just flat out told her, said, you know what, I don't want to waste your time and I don't want to waste my time. What I'm seeing here, you know, with you today, it looks nothing like the pictures that you had and blah, blah, blah. And just said it just like that. I was thinking, man, that's pretty gutsy.
That's what you
That's what
do.
You would say.
That's what Ursula would do.
Chef, gosh, I missed you guys. You took the work.
I don't know now, that see, I would.
You would. Yes, you would. You would say, matter of fact, you sent an email. In an email, it would say and cover, like, here's a picture of your profile. You would itemize in detail everything. You show the photos. You show the discussions.
Not on someone's physical looks. I'm not that bad. If someone's, if, I don't know. So this is my question.
Is it
for
a lie?
You.
Is I that lying? Is that lying?
I would say that it is false advertising for sure.
Yeah, Ursula would just straight up look at the guy and be like, I'm so sorry, but objects in mirror are balder than they appear. All right, let's move on to the Ohio State, which has secured a trademark for the word the. Ursula, so apparently we have to be careful about how we use the word the now because of the Ohio State.
It's
Come on.
So
this
lame.
This is, I mean, corporations should totally be able to do this, right?
No. No.
Sipping my coffee.
It's just the is a word that we all use many, many, many times in a day. So for them to trademark the, it would have to be along with the Ohio State. I just think it's lame.
This is lame.
It is so lame.
This is totally lame. Can I not say...
Yes. They're listening right
but
now.
But I'm
going to
tell you right now, that wouldn't have been... No.
Yeah.
The best. The worst. You know, that's what I think of.
Yes. Like, but now, today, you think the...
No.
Ohio State
and it's
University.
Right up there with me when it comes to that phrase that we're not allowed to say or we could get sued having to do with wrestling.
Yeah, that one or the Paris Hilton one.
Yes.
About it being warm.
Yes, exactly.
They literally have the bots that troll through the internet to find audio of people saying those phrases so they can slap them with $100,000 lawsuits.
Yes.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
Hacks me off. How about, weren't you saying that even colors?
Even
now?
Colors. Yes. So UPS Brown, you can't use. T-Mobile suing a small company for using magenta in their logo. Fiskars has trademarked the color orange for scissor handles. There are dozens of colors that you literally cannot use because companies have trademarked them.
Okay.
I think we're going to run out of things. Okay. Dumbest thing ever.
Okay, there's two things I need to cover. One, if it wasn't for my kid being at Ohio State, I would agree and I would totally be going off about a school wanting to claim the. Number two, what in the world is smarmy? Would you call me?
Smarmy.
This is what I'm talking about, Chef. Why? Why would they? You know what that means?
You know what it is? Yes, I do.
What does it mean?
Yeah, it means like corny.
Self-satisfied.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually my tone of voice most of the time.
I know. And that wouldn't be the first word that I come up with.
Now, if you're listening right now, whoever your friend is in your friend group or that family member that would actually use the word smarmy like Chef did with me, I want you to send that person a text and ask them this. Why are you this way? Why? Why are you this way, Chef? Why do you have to use this big word in that situation?
That wasn't a big word. It just
I'm smarmy.
Okay, still ahead, we are going to talk about that lemonade stand robbery. I can't believe that happened. But again, there's a happy ending.
I do have an idea of seriously what should be done.
Okay.
And the reason why is because of all the Viking shows that I've been watching. We'll do that next. It's Gene Ursula.
Welcome back to the Gene Ursula Show. It is just shaping up to be a beautiful Thursday morning. Thank you so much for joining us today. So here is a story that has gotten national attention, and it begs the question, what kind of loser robs a lemonade stand? It happened in Tacoma last weekend, and this is 10-year-old Zelani Juarez. She and her cousins were selling lemonade and snacks in front of their home on North Point Way when some guy walked by and asked for change for something for 25 cents. He apparently wanted change for $5. But then this happened.
And he reached his hand in the register and grabbed all of our big bills and ran off into a blue SUV across the street.
Yeah, the thief stole $80 and then ran away laughing. 6-year-old Layla tells Cairo 7 TV this whole thing made her really sad.
So it made me super mad that it hurt my cousin's feelings. And a lot of people were really sad for her, and so I comforted her.
Okay, so they did file a police report, and Tacoma police are still looking for this robber, and if he's caught, Zelani has a message for him.
Maybe just that was super rude of you to do that, because, you know, we're just kids. We didn't do anything to you that made you want to, rob us.
Yeah. And while that loser is still on the run, the girls are back in business. And this is the part of the stories that I always love. So they posted it on Nextdoor. They detailed the incident. And then the community comes and supports them. They totally made back all that money. People were coming in and trying to support them. And they made enough money to buy a snow cone machine, so they're now also selling snow cones.
Right. Felony. This should be a felony. It's number one. Number two, I've been watching a lot of Viking shows, Valhalla and all that good stuff. And look, back in them days, you got dragged through the town, right? You got dragged through the town and the community got to see how awful of a person you are. In this case, where did this happen? North Point up there?
Uh-huh.
That's over there. That's a rich neighborhood, ain't it? Over there, Kirkland?
I don't. No. It's Tacoma.
North Point.
North Point, yeah.
Okay. So what you do is this. You say on Saturday, everybody, come one, come all, and you have a parade. And the person that stole from these kids in the lemonade stand, you have that person chained up and locked up so everybody in the public can see this person. And you come and you get your phones and you it's hashtag thief, hashtag steal from kids. And you video this person and you take a picture of them. And everybody posted throughout the country. Here's the catch. No felony. Sir, you're allowed to go about your day. I'm going to tell you right now. I bet you that person would say, you know what? I'd rather take 10 years in jail than have that. That way he could be embarrassed for the rest of his life. And every time they go try to get a job, you try to go get that job. It's like, wait a minute. You was a part of that hashtag. You was part of that parade. You stole from the kids. You should never get a job again.
And with all the cameras available, it would be so awesome if there were some camera, like a Ring camera or something that caught the guy's face. And then you just have that plastered. This is the loser who stole from a lemonade stand. Seriously.
Put it up on like every dating site in America, the profile. Lemonade stand loser. Stole from the kids.
But
never get a date.
Back home in Chicago,
yeah,
we were talking about this very topic. And we were talking about how, I'm not saying that there was crime before. There's always been crime. But we're talking about how different things are and how there used to be, if you will, honor amongst thieves. So, for an example, we're talking about in Chicago. If you were a kid, you know what I mean? Like, hey, man, none of that right here. Or if you were in church or you were going to school, like, look, this is not the place to try to go and fight them or jump them. We're going to wait. Or if you were with your mama, right? Like, oh, so-and-so is with his parents. Leave him alone right now. But now there's no rules now. You guys are robbing kids, women. Like, who robs a lemonade stand? Like,
Someone who wanted to run away with $80, probably for a, you know.
In your 33 years of doing news.
Sadly.
Lemonade stand?
It doesn't happen often, but when it does, it rises to the level if you're going to talk about it because it's such a loser thing to do.
I think you actually bring up a really interesting point, G, about the felony, because you're taking $80 from kids who have zero assets. And right now, the way that we charge felonies is if it reaches a certain dollar level, like $5,000, then you can charge it as a felony, right? So if someone steals a $5,000 television,
yeah,
from a house worth $2 million where the owner is maybe worth $3 million or $4 million, that's a felony. But if someone steals your $1,000 car,
yeah,
and you have $12 in your bank account, that's a misdemeanor and maybe it won't,
right,
even
thank
get charged.
You. Right. Thank you.
Even though
maybe,
the impact
maybe we
is
should
that much
scale,
scale
the charges,
yes,
that we charge people to,
yes,
the income level or the impact,
yes,
of the crime,
so,
not the dollar amount.
Exactly. So look, when you went to go rob somebody, when you rob that person, we got to look at that person's W-2. If that W-2 is where that person in 2021 made $45,000 and they live in Seattle, you, sir, are going to jail for 10 years because you robbed somebody that ain't got it. Now, or if you robbed Ursula walking down the street, she got a little bit more money than that. You get away with that.
You know what? This could solve our crime problem.
You know, the only reason I'm smiling is because I love how we've worked all of this through in our minds, but if we bring it back to reality,
uh-huh,
the reality is we can't even get people who have committed some really egregious crimes to spend time.
Are you going there right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, I know, exactly. So I'm going to keep it to the lemonade stand because I want to end on a positive.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the cousins, 13-year-old Leah, mm-hmm, had a quote here in the Cairo 7 story, and she says, bad things can happen, but sometimes good karma can come back, like the people who gave us the money back to be kind. It was really helpful, and now we're back. And look at that. They didn't stop. I mean, I would have been scared.
Yeah.
You know, if something like that would have happened. But nope, they're back there, and now they got a snow cone machine, too.
Somebody texted in talking about the gas stations. You know how you go to the gas stations, and there's those pictures of people that stole?
Yes.
We got to stop with that. No, nobody pays attention to that.
Someone who passed a bad check?
Yeah, pass it. We need to have a social media, like the business posts the people's faces on there.
Yeah.
So then that way we can share it. Because nobody's paying attention to those pictures in the back where the Polaroids. Used to be Polaroids back then.
You know what? I actually always kind of do look at the picture, though.
Yeah, but by the time you leave, you
I know,
forgot.
It's just, exactly.
But
exactly.
It'd be much more juicier if it was on the gram.
True. Okay, still ahead. our feedback, your feedback, and our words to live by.
Wait, when did you start saying feedback?
I know. We hear you.
Things have changed since you've been gone.
I know. Things got more professional around here. Come on now. It's too professional around here. All right. Did we used to say feedback?
Yes, your feedback and our words to live by.
Yep. No, you're your words to live by. It ain't mine.
Yeah.
It's yours. It's Gene Ursula. Welcome back to the Gene Ursula Show. It is my first day back, and it sure feels like it because I just want to say, Ursula, I actually prepared for the show, but I did not. My blood pressure was the lowest that it's ever been on a show. Like, everything was just like, I don't know, felt like a party today.
Well, you know
we,
what?
But we got the news.
We got all the news in that we needed to get in, and we enjoyed having you back.
Uh-huh.
Loved being together, and it just does feel like we're family, and so we were just having a great conversation.
Was the show smarmy today?
You know, there's a clinic that can help you out with that low BP, right, King?
My blood pressure, by the way, is fantastic.
Is it really?
It only took a couple of ER trips.
All right, let's get to the text message.
Okay. Should we charge the lemonade thief with a felony? Donna, our friend Donna, who used to work here in our state, she says, scaling fines or fees for things like traffic violations, parking, speeding, etc., is considered a form of income tax and is therefore not allowed. I'm guessing it would apply to criminal penalties in some way as well.
Love that, Donna.
We miss you.
The Ohio State trademarks the word the. 360 says Microsoft tried to trademark the word Windows, but couldn't because everybody uses the word Windows.
Thank you. 206 says, so now we can't say the G and Ursula Show? That's what I think of every Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. when someone asks me who I listen to on the radio. I love you, 206. Guess you're going to have to call the show something else. How about the G and Ursula Show or Le G and Ursula Show?
I kind of like Le. Led G and Ursula Show. What's worse, a bad gift or no gift?
A bad gift.
What the work? Wait, what is that? Go ahead.
Okay, I got a 7.5 quart Le Creuset Dutch oven for 20 years of safe driving from my company. The wife got two insulated wine tumblers for 20 years of working for the hospital that she works at. Boo.
Smarmy radio producers. Nick says Chef just comes up with these corny words because there's a lot of four-letter ones, his usual lexicon, that he can't say.
True.
Yeah, very true.
Did we use a word that we shouldn't have? 253 says Happy Friday. Not quite, but I heard both Ursula and Chef use the L word a few minutes ago, lame. I did use it. And I didn't know that word was problematic until a dear friend that happens to be a special ed teacher schooled me on my use of it a few months ago. I know that there's no malintent of your use, but like me, I know y'all strive to be more kind.
Wait, what'd I miss?
Lame, the word lame, because I think it refers to maybe disabled.
Oh. I never once thought of that before.
Yeah, so don't...
I appreciate that.
Yes, thank
you. Man, it's always on the G and Ursula Show where you find out things that you're supposed to and not supposed to say. So
thank
we
you,
can't
though.
Say lame?
She gave me... Well, just for some people, it is insulting. And so we might be insulting people without knowing it.
Costs us nothing to be kind.
Exactly. We'll and I'll try to find another word.
No, okay.
Okay.
Well, good.
Do we still need rest stops? Oh,
two,
my gosh.
253 says, yes, we need rest stops. At the start of the pandemic, I was pregnant and found it very difficult to find any places to use the bathroom. A lot of rest stop alternatives like gas stations, McDonald's, and Starbucks closed their restrooms. It was nice having the rest stops as an option.
Connie in Mount Lake Terrace says, gee, I have the public bathroom solution for you. Hotels that are right off the freeway, they're not going to let you in. You can walk right in. No one asks about you because you could be a guest. Oh, that's true.
Do it every time.
Is that right?
Yes,
there's
that
always
is,
a nice clean bathroom on the main floor.
Sometimes they got the free cookies in there, too.
That is,
oh, my God. You guys.
That is my secret.
Oh,
when
man.
When you walk in, you got to get. How do I say? Hello.
Okay. I'm going to let you read the next one. The next topic.
Oh, Ursula. Ursula says men aren't going out and getting snipped all willy-nilly. Rob says, clean up on countertop one. I spit out my coffee from that one, Ursula. Love you guys.
Lance in Manchester says, LOL, no more Nilly for Willie.
James at Tacoma says,
stepped into that one.
James at Tacoma says, I got snipped, didn't work, still had another kid. Be safe.
It's just a bunch of people have said the same thing. 253 said reversals are not covered by insurance generally, and they cost upwards of $15,000 each. They also have a 45% failure rate. Okay, this is a claim that I have not verified.
Mm-hmm.
And I just lost what I was. Oh, and it is considered by the medical establishment to be a permanent form of birth control.
Okay, Ursula's time for Words to Live By, brought to you by Wilcox Farms.
And it is so great to have you back, to have all of us back together. I want to say thank you again, though, to everyone who filled in, Spike and Jack and Travis and everyone who filled in, and Nick and Chef who stepped in for us, too, because you all did a fabulous job. And it just reminds me how much I love family, and family isn't always blood. So this is the quote. Family isn't always blood. It's the people in your life who want you in theirs, the ones who accept you for who you are, the ones who would do anything to see you smile, and who love you no matter what. And I love our G and Ursula Show family, all of you on the text line, all of you on our Facebook page, all of you who make a point of tuning in every day. Thank you.
You know what stood out to me today on the show? The text line was filled with some of the folks that just didn't used to like us too much. But you know what? Some of you guys text in today, and you guys are like, man, I missed you guys. Are we starting to rub off on you a little bit?
It's kind of like that root canal that doesn't feel so bad after a while. It's like, overall, there's some good in this. Urologists are telling the Washington Post that they've seen a spike in requests for the procedure. It's not something that should be willy-nilly, no pun intended, and just... That's right. There was some shrinkage there.
Oh! You better save her, Nick!
Oh my gosh.
Nick, you better save her!
Heavens to Betsy, what a time it's been to have the G and Ursula family all back together again today. We're having a good time right now. Now, I'm not going to get all giddy and get a vasectomy over all this excitement or anything. I'll be cool, and I hope I don't get in trouble using a trademark V here, but this is the show in the mornings, and we got the A-Squad on tap. I'll tell you who's got the bad look right now, though. This Burger King throwing a last-minute gift together for a solid 27-year rock of the workforce. McDonald's and Wendy's are looking at that saying, yeah, that BK dude, he hangs out with that loner lemonade robber now. Let's see what I got here for G's return back. I got some lanyards, a coffee cup, some lifesavers, some pens here. That's all I could do for you, buddy. Welcome back.
I love it. We're going to do this again tomorrow. It is a fresh Friday. The Dory Monson Show is coming up next.
Appreciate you for listening. Love you for that. Be kind.
Hope you had as much fun as we have. So long, everybody. He don't show what goes on in his